You're listening to a Media Snackers podcast. Check us out at mediasnackers.com.
My name is Emmi Kuusikko, and I work at the Sulake Corporation as a director of the User and Market Insight team. And I've been working for Sulake now for over 2 years in basically analyzing and researching our target group, which is the teenagers or the youth market, and also like a general analysis on the sort of market situation of where the like online communities and social networking sites are going.
Okay, and for any listeners who don't know Habbo Hotel or Habbo at all, could you give us a flavor of what that's all about, please?
Yes, so Habbo is actually one of the fastest growing online teen communities at the moment. It can also be called a virtual world, or it's a bit of a hybrid product that it includes like gaming elements and also chatting elements and social networking elements. So it's a sort of a online community for youth market. And at the moment we're in over 20 countries and have globally over 7 million unique visitors per month.
Wow. And what about kind of how many people use Habbo? I've got like, because they create avatars, don't they? Their own little profiles and personalities.
Yeah, so of course, one person can create multiple avatars when they play with their identity. But in terms of the unique visitors, it is about 7 million on a global basis. But when you look at the amount of the avatars created since the beginning of the launch of the community, it's now over 60 million already.
Wow. Okay, and we're going to chat today about some research that you guys did within the Habbo community. Could you just give us straight away kind of a top-level understanding of what you guys did?
Yeah, so what I'd like to talk to you about today is this global segmentation research that we carried out earlier this year. So it's a research project that we executed in 22 countries, in those countries where Habbo was active at the moment. And it was a quantitative questionnaire survey where we recruited the respondents through Habbo to answer to this external questionnaire, and it was carried out by a Finnish research company called 1530 Research that's focusing on the teenager segment. So basically the topics that we touched upon in the research were youth values, lifestyle, subcultures, media usage, hobbies, interests, and like a wide variety of different things that are relevant in teenagers' lives. So the main objective was to find out more about youth and what kind of life do they live.
Okay, and you kindly sent me some kind of details about all that. Could you give us some of, professionally and personally, your big takeaways, your things that jump out to you, you know, the big kind of shocks, if you like, if there were any?
Yeah, well, the way that we analyzed the results is that first we wanted to find out that what are the sort of commonalities or common attributes that we can say that youth shares on a global basis, because youth share a lot of like values and beliefs and attitudes. So it is actually pretty interesting to notice that how much they do have in common, that you can find these sort of like unifying aspects in global youth today. But then again, on the other hand, because it's of course sort of impossible to define like the average teen, so then we took this segmentation approach that identified different kind of groups within the youth, and then we were also able to look at the like the local aspects that the different market areas have. But yeah, if I could perhaps tell you some of the takeaways that we had from the like the commonalities or the sort of common characteristics that we can say that youth share globally. Some of the points there were, well, first of all, we asked about their values, that what's important to them in their lives. The clear number one winner was having warm social relationships, especially with their friends, but also with parents. And then the second value was fun and enjoyment, so that they want to have fun in life, experience as much as possible. and also like as fast as possible often. And then the third value was safety and security, which is pretty interesting in my opinion, and actually leads to the fact that youth, they often are much more conservative in their values, what adults often think, that it's not that they would all be like rebellious and just like having this sort of very like advanced attitudes and values compared to adults. That's very often not the case, actually. Yeah. And also, they may even hold very intolerant attitudes towards, for example, like minorities or foreigners and so on.
Mm. And I want to talk to you about, because I know you touched on and you were asking specifics around media use.
Yeah.
Give us a flavour of what results came out of those questions pertaining to that area.
Yeah, we asked what media is of most importance to them. Mm. So clearly, internet is the most important medium, and it was about 90% said that it's a very important medium to them, and after that comes the TV as second. That was around 60%. Mm. And then after that comes the like more traditional magazines and newspapers and a radio. But it's interesting if we compare this to the age of the respondents, because when we look at the sort of core, for example, 11 to 16 year olds, then we see that magazines are more important to them than radio and newspapers. But then when we go to the like over 20s, then the newspapers surpass the interest in terms of magazines. But anyway, the most important medium is clearly the internet.
And that probably directly relates to what you were saying before about their lifestyles and attitudes towards social interaction and having relationships. They probably see internet as a mechanism, a tool to kind of keep in touch with people. Would you say
yeah,
that?
Clearly, yes. It seems that the number one reason for teenagers to use internet is to keep in touch with their friends and communicate with them, share content, express themselves, create their identities, and so on. Since when we look at the most important web services, instant messaging and email are the clear winners there, and those are both like communication methods.
Yep.
And only after that comes the like different kinds of gaming sites. Online mini gaming is very popular, chatting and so on. But clearly the internet is first and foremost used for communication.
And because you held this across 22 countries, I think you said,
yes.
Was there any kind of disparities between the different countries? You can say, well, Italy has more prevalence and attitude towards that compared to the US. Were there any kind of big shocks in that regards geographically?
Well, certainly there were local differences in almost all of the topics that we asked. Like, well, I don't know specifically what kind of topics would you be interested in.
Well, anything that kind of shows the differences between the countries, maybe in attitudes.
Well, in attitudes, it seems that we asked, for example, about like different kind of goals that they have in their lives.
Okay.
So it seems that this sort of all this like the culture around the celebrities and being famous, that's very strong. That overall, all of the respondents said that about half of them would want to become rich and famous when they're big. But there were differences between the countries here, because especially the English-speaking countries, like gaining wealth and influence in life, it was much more important, for example, in the States and UK and all of the English-speaking countries when you compare to some of the other European countries, for example, the Nordics.
Okay.
And so on.
That's interesting. And how do you think, because obviously this was held within the Habbo community itself, these kids are online anyway, so you would imagine they would have a higher level of digital and media literacy than the majority. But do you think this is, the results that you got out of this survey, is it representative of the wider kind of general youth populace?
Yeah, that's a very good question. When you look into that, I've been trying to compare some of the results to some other like generic youth studies that have been conducted, and especially in the countries where we have a high reach, it looks that the youth population or the youth that goes to Habo, it's pretty well representative to the like youth population in general of those countries. And because basically all the teens are online, so online is of course the best way to do the research as well.
Totally.
So, and okay, they were recruited through Habo, but the actual survey was done like outside of Habo, but it seems that the results are pretty well representative to the youth in general.
Wicked. Well, I just want to thank you for coming online and chatting to us today and giving us a great insight in kind of the youth populace. That's great. Thank you very much, Emmy.
Thank you.
You're listening to a Media Snackers podcast. Check us out at mediasnackers.com.